Welcome back. After uncovering inner conflict as a driver of epilepsy, today we go even deeper to the very beginnings of life itself in the womb. We'll explore how the emotional, physical, and energetic environment during pregnancy lays foundational imprints that can ripple into nervous system vulnerability and seizures later in life. Interestingly, the journey of epilepsy's origin may begin much earlier than most imagine, potentially in the earliest environment we experience, that is the mother's womb. The developing fetus is exquisitely sensitive, not only to physical inputs, but to the emotional and energetic state of the mother. Key influences during this in utero phase include, number one, maternal stress and trauma. Anxiety, fear, grief, or emotional turmoil carried by the mother can imprint on the fetal energy field, subtly influencing brain and nervous system development. Number two, physical shocks or medical issues. Even minor physical disturbances or illness during pregnancy can shape neurological vulnerability in the baby. Number three, nutritional and environmental factors. Deficiencies or exposure to toxins create additional strain on fetal growth and development. Number four, energetic transmission. The connection between mother and fetus is not just physical, but energetic and emotional, creating a shared field where unresolved maternal wounds and ancestral patterns silently pass along. These early imprints become a foundational blueprint for the child's nervous system sensitivity, and it can render more prone to seizures as a way to cope or communicate internal distress. Understanding this prenatal dimension shifts some responsibility from the individual alone to a shared healing journey that involves mother's emotional and energetic clearing, establishing a new paradigm of collective well-being. And there can be certain reflective questions. Number one, what do I know or sense about my prenatal environment and relationship with my mother? Number two, are there generational or maternal patterns of stress or trauma that resonate with my experiences? Number three, how might unresolved emotions from my mother's pregnancy influence my current health? Number four, what healing or forgiveness work could support both my mother and myself in breaking these patterns? Number five, how can I embrace the lineage of love and healing that also flows through my maternal connection? Epilepsy's roots may lie in the womb's shared energy field, inviting a healing collaboration between mother and child to transform early imprints into sources of strength and life. And if you feel called upon for the collaborative healing, you may book a call with me and we can do a collaborative healing for you and your mother. As understanding prenatal influences can open new pathways for your healing. In our next episode, we widen our view to karmic and soul-level dynamics shaping epilepsy, connecting this lifetime's challenges to timeless spiritual lessons and growth. Don't miss it.